Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of podcast with me, Russell Davis. Again, this week we're looking at a subject that's not often spoken about. This journey can be very, as we know, bring all sorts of pain and despair and grief. And there's something that we need to acknowledge, that sometimes we need to grieve the life we expected. Sometimes we expect life to go in a particular direction and it doesn't. And that can be really painful, whether it's struggling to have children or other things in life. And sometimes we need to grieve that, to let go of the pain, to allow the life that's opening up in front of us. And obviously sometimes we don't want to do that, because we don't know what that life means. We don't let go of our hopes, our dreams and our desires. So let's unpack this subject and explore, what does it mean to grieve the life we expected? Why should we do that? And how do we actually create the life we want? Talk about an aspect of life that often isn't acknowledged, and it's very true for our fertility journey but also life as a whole, that sometimes we need to grieve the life that we expected. And what I mean by that is, life is a roller coaster, you know, stuff happens. Life often takes us in a direction we didn't expect or even plan for. And sometimes growing up, we have, whether conscious or unconscious, expectations about what the future holds, where life might take us, what life might be when we're grown up and adults. Some people have a clearer plan for life. I know in the middle of our fertility journey, we met a younger couple that had just got married, and they were telling us their plans for life. They had mapped out their next kind of 10 years about what they're going to do, the jobs they're going to have, when they're going to have their first child, when they're going to have their second child. And we didn't say anything, because it didn't feel appropriate at the time, but my immediate thought was, well, I hope you can have children. And thinking, well, life often doesn't work out that way. And actually, a few years later, we heard from a mutual friend, actually they're divorced, about, you know, a year, 2 years later. That wasn't on their life plan. So stuff happens. Things happen we don't expect. And sometimes we need to grieve the life we expected. There's a famous Joseph Campbell quote, "We must let go of the life we planned to accept the life that is waiting for us." And sometimes our thinking, our expectations, knows what we need to be fulfilled, to be happy, to be inspired. We think it's down to us to make that happen. Sometimes I think there's three ways to live, three approaches to life. One is, yeah, it's all down to us to make the things we want into reality, to create the life we think we need or want, to feel inspired, to fulfill our expectations. And that puts all the power into this external world we're trying to create an internal feeling. Another approach is the law of attraction. There's an energy behind life that's going to bless us and give us everything we need, which is just to draw it in, to think it in. And that puts all the power into this energy behind life. And here's a third way. I do believe in a loving, creative, divine energy behind life that hangs life together. The design behind life. That's love in its purest form. And I believe we co-create our life with it. that his energy behind life's got our back. That we're not alone, as in, it's not all down to us. And sometimes that energy knows better than us. Sometimes that energy takes us in a direction we don't expect, but takes us to a better place. Or a place we want to go to via a different route. Again, it's easy for me to say this looking back, but I'm really thankful I learnt in the midst of our 10-year fertility journey. Maybe that was the energy of life, the river of life, helping wake me up and be a little more alive to who I am, to allow me to be more the father I could and want to be than would have been otherwise. We have an assumption that our expectation, our thinking, our planned life in our head is better. It's better than the life waiting for us. I truly believed I couldn't live a conspired life without children. That's what I thought, that's what I believed. Until I let go of that belief, until I found a place of peace without giving up, and suddenly life became a blank canvas. I could imagine a fulfilled life with or without children. I didn't know what it looked like, but I truly believed it was possible for the first time. Sometimes we need to let go of our expectations. We need to grieve the life we expected, to accept the life that's waiting for us. And sometimes we're clinging so tightly to our expectations, to our thoughts, our beliefs, that we're not allowing the gift of life, this river of life, to guide us. It knows our heart's desires. It knows the goals behind the goal. It wants nothing than to delight us, for us to be content, fulfilled, inspired. Sometimes I think I know better than that river of life, the energy behind life. I have a coach that sometimes reminds me, says you think no better than God, whatever God is for you. I have to admit, yeah, sometimes I think I do, but I know it's not true. I know in my heart of hearts it's not true. It's my fearful, insecure thinking that as a child I learned it was down to me. I couldn't trust even my mother psychologically. Now, being an alcoholic, she was unpredictable. So it's down to me to make sure I was okay. Sometimes I think it's still down to me. Yeah, I do believe we co-create our life with that energy. It moves through us. It stirs our hopes, our dreams, our desires. We hold them more lightly, knowing there's an energy that's got our back. We can relax into that. This river of life. Michael Neal was a coach, and he used an analogy which I love, the roller coaster on a barge. You imagine this huge barge, and there's a roller coaster on the barge, and you're riding this roller coaster, and there's the ups and downs and the twists and turns of life. But imagine this barge on the most beautiful river, a glorious, majestic river. And you see the river from the top of that roller coaster. Then a moment later, you're down in the depths, being spun around and around. You lose sight of it. And you're down in the depths. But then as you come back up again, you see it again. And the more you see it, the more you know it's there. Whether you see it or not, it's still there. The more you can know there's something bigger than the roller coaster that's got your back. You can perhaps begin to relax into the ride more. And that's the roller coaster of life. There is this river of life that's got your back. Loves you unconditionally. Yeah, and sometimes we need to let go of the life we planned, we expected, to accept the life that's waiting for us. And there's a lovely little story that I love as an analogy. It's from Richard Bach's Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. Once there lived a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. The current of the river swept silently over them all, young and old, rich and poor, good and evil. The current going its own way, knowing only its own crystal self. Each creature, in its own manner, clung tightly to the twigs and rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current what each had learnt from birth. But one creature said at last, "I am tired of clinging, though I cannot see with my eyes. I trust the current knows where it's going, and I shall let go. I shall let it take me where it will. Clinging, I shall die of boredom." The other creatures laughed and said, "Fool, let go, and that creature you worship will throw you tumbled and smashed across the rocks, and you will die quicker than boredom." But the one heeded them not, and taking a breath, did let go, and at once was tumbled and smashed by the current across the rocks. Yet in time, as the creature refused to cling again, the current lifted him free from the bottom, and he was bruised and hurt no more. And the creatures downstream, to whom he was a stranger, cried, "See, a miracle, a creature like ourselves, yet he flies. See the Messiah come to save us all." And the one carried in the current said, "I am no more Messiah than you. The river delights to lift us free. If only we dare to let go. Our true work is this voyage, this adventure." Loving you.